What's up with you? All right, man, I've been getting these questions lately, so I said I'll go ahead and make a quick video about them. All right, guys have been asking me how to get a woman attached and how to be that guy that she always comes back to. So this is going to be like a two-part video, and I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible and not take up too much of your time, man. I know y'all got stuff to do, pimpin'. All right, let's start with the first one, how to get her attached. All right, we know that being a perfect gentleman don't work. Returning calls within 2 or 3 minutes, returning texts within 2 or 3 minutes, that gets you looked at as easy. You easy work. You don't present a challenge. You're not putting up any resistance. She can have her way with you. See, when she say jump, you just gonna say, "How high, baby?" When she say run, you just gonna say, "How fast, baby?" Let me leave y'all alone, man. Now, let's get back into it. Now, let me say this. Being a nice guy and a gentleman and providing consistency will get you a girl. Oh, you will get the Thundercat. You will find a girlfriend. You'll find a woman to be in a relationship with you if you want to be in a relationship. So being a good guy ain't all bad. It ain't a bad thing. I don't want y'all thinking I'm shitting on good dudes. Oh, no. But that ain't the topic. That ain't the question. The question is how to get her attached. And the way to get a woman attached to you is to provide turmoil, chaos, and uncertainty. Basically, she shouldn't know where she stands with you. She should feel like she's walking on eggshells around you. See, when she calls, let's just say she calls at 3 p.m. Let it go to voicemail and return it 5 hours later or the next day. When she texts you, just look at it and respond 5 hours later or the next day or 2 days later. See, guys, if that woman is on a roller coaster of emotions and she doesn't know your every move, you're a mystery to her. She can't quite figure you out. That's a good thing. See, what you want to do, you want to give her some time. You want to give her some time to miss you. Understand this, when you ain't seen or talked to her in a few days, while she's at work, she's constantly thinking about your ass, wondering what he doing, who he with. I know his ass outside while I'm at work. Why he ain't returned my call or text? I know he saw it. He keep that damn phone on him at all times. He take that damn thing everywhere he go. Take it in the bathroom with him and every damn thing. Shit, he might not be messing with nobody else. I'ma fuck him up when I see him. See, fellas, at that point, you're occupying her thoughts. You're living rent-free in her head. She constantly checking her phone to see if you call or text. Now, let's just say you do call. See how fast she answer that damn phone to return your text. See, that absence and limiting access to you is building that anticipation. So when she finally gets to talk to you, she gonna stop what she doing and go somewhere private so y'all can't be interrupted. And see, that's what you want. You got her cherishing the time she gets to spend with you instead of taking you for granted. And see, on that note, the nice, consistent guy ain't getting that. I mean, she's there, but there's no excitement, no thrill, because she basically runs the relationship. And now, let me say this. Don't feel bad about doing this, because everything I just said, this is what women do to get us attached and build up that anticipation to where you can't wait to see her. You can't wait to talk to her. Same shit. You just uno reverse it on her ass. That's all we doing. I tell you what, if you see with your own eyes a woman run to the phone like, "Oh, y'all, this is him. I got to get this. I got to answer this call," and walk into another room so they can have some privacy, and you know that dude got 2 or 3 other women, she's number 4, but she's treating him like a king, you'll never want to be Mr. Nice Guy again. You know what he get. But all right, moving on to the next question about how to keep a woman attached for years and years and years. Even if y'all break up and she got a boyfriend, well, she's married. Oh, yeah, I said married. You heard me right, pimpin'. Okay, first of all, if the woman is a narcissist, I mean, just full of herself, she thinks she's God's gift to the world. This'll work every time. See, understand this, fellas. The one thing that a woman respects more than anything is a man that's willing to walk away from her. I mean, dump her fine ass and leave. And I mean really leave. I don't mean take your damn Mountain Dew and your bag of Doritos and your PS5 and go over your cousin's house for 2 days and then come back. No, I mean, my bad. No, dude. I mean, leave. For the sake of this video, let's just say y'all live together. So what I mean is break up with her, pack your shit, load it up and move out the house and just say, fuck it. Fuck her. Find another place to live and get a new girlfriend. Don't call. Don't text. Don't return any of her calls or text. I mean, just move on and act like y'all relationship never existed. Like you never met her ass. See, when you leave like that, she starts to question everything about your relationship. She starts asking herself questions. Like, did he really ever love me? Was he really in love with me like he said he was? If he was, how can he just leave somebody that he said he wanted to spend the rest of his life with? I think our whole relationship was a lie. He didn't love me. He was just using me. Wonder what I could have done better to get him to stay. Wonder what more I could have done in the bedroom to satisfy him. All kind of stuff going through her head. See, fellas, women don't deal with rejection well. They don't deal with being dumped well. Their ego gets bruised. You got to look at it from her perspective, a narcissist. She's saying, this motherfucker dumped me. He didn't have a job. He didn't have a car. He got 2 kids. I don't have any. I let him move in with me. And I worked all this overtime to make sure we good. I bought this motherfucker clothes, got his hair cut, let him keep my car while I was at work. Bought him weed when he wanted something to smoke. Gave him money. I did everything for this son of a bitch, and he gonna break up with me and move out? And not call, not text, and now he got a new girlfriend? Oh, hell no, I ain't gonna take this shit laying down. See, fellas, they can't accept it. They can't accept defeat like that. That's a loss. That's a huge loss. A life-altering loss. They can't accept it. Especially if she's a narcissistic woman. Because when you do that, you're upsetting the balance of power. It's not supposed to be that way. See, from a woman's perspective, she's supposed to break up with you, move on, find somebody else, and you are supposed to be heartbroken and in pieces. Basically, you're supposed to be broke, busted, and disgusted. And you supposed to be calling and texting her, telling her how much you miss her and how bad you want her back. But with you Uno reversing the game on her ass and doing what 8 out of 10 men can't do, which is dumping a fine, sexy ass woman and moving on with your life, you separate yourself from the pack and you gain a new level of respect from that woman. And see, that's why you'll see a woman get back with a dude that ain't shit or mess with a dude with multiple women. And you, from the outside looking in, can clearly see that that situation is no good for her. But she continues to go through it. And you like, what the fuck? But there you go. Now you know why. All right, man, I'm about to get on up off this thing. All right, later.